Hey everyone, today's episode is about a topic we all know and love. Yes, I'm being sarcastic. It's online dating.
Welcome, you've got mail.
Debbie Does Dating, with your host, Debbie Clawson, sponsored by Dating by Deb.
But before we chat about the love connections on the interweb, it's the awkward dating moment. Those of you who follow me on social media may have heard this one, but it's worth repeating. Also, if you don't follow me, please do. Dating by Deb on Instagram. Okay, so I was on a date with a guy from out of town that I'd met online. We were actually in his town walking up and down the quaint little main street. We stopped at a restaurant, he opened the door for me, points for being a gentleman, and we were greeted by the hostess. She said something. I wasn't sure because the music was super loud and she had kind of an accent. So what I thought she said was, "Follow me to the back." I've been to restaurants where they have patio dining out in the back, so I just followed her with my date behind me, or so I thought. She led me right back to the kitchen, turned around, and with a surprised look on her face said, "Oh, no, no." It was then that I realized she hadn't wanted me to follow her, and I was praying that my date wasn't right behind me. My goodness, I turned around and he was nowhere to be found. Whew! I walked back to the main restaurant area and saw him sitting at the table. I felt so stupid. And if my brain hadn't been frozen with embarrassment, I could have covered up my blunder by saying something like, just checking to see if they were using fresh ingredients. Or even told him that I was an undercover health inspector or something. But instead, I just kind of quietly sat down. I think my date sensed that I was embarrassed and didn't want to make it worse, so he just went on as if nothing had happened. What a sweet guy. Talking to him about it days later, he did admit that he didn't want me to feel stupid, so he just pretended that he didn't know what had happened. Yep, that's me. Okay, since I decided to accept the dating challenge in March, I got onto dating websites. This time, I had a different attitude about it. I looked at the guys as potential friends, nothing more. So I started chatting with a few of them. They were nice and complimentary. Personally, the guys who catch my attention are the ones who are creative with their initial conversation. For example, if they bring up something that they read in my profile, that tells me that they weren't going by looks alone, because they actually did read my profile. And I usually throw a Nacho Libre quote in there somewhere, so if they comment on that, they've got a foot in the door.
I get to wake up every morning at 5 a.m. and make some soup. It's the best. Love it.
That's my advice to you, is to try to be creative. I know it's hard. But heck, it's all online. It's not like you're standing at their front door face to face. They don't know you. They can't see you. If they think your creative comment is dumb, then they obviously don't appreciate your creativity. Thus, they aren't the one for you. Obviously. But most of the guys this time around stuck to the good old, "Hi, how are you?" Usually my response to that is, "Good." And then a lot of times it ends there, which is totally fine with me. It helps to have something to say that will keep the conversation going. At first, there was only one guy that I really enjoyed chatting with. We seemed to have the same humor, witty banter, and interesting conversation. So much so that I gave him my Google number so that we could text.
Are you a Googleizer? One who speaks at funerals? Or did you think I'd be too stupid to know what a Googly was?
That was much easier than going into the app and checking for messages. We text back and forth for a couple of nights. I realized I liked texting him so much that I was wishing he would text me during the day. I used to worry about myself a little. Sometimes I felt like I needed attention from guys, and I don't like feeling like that. The guy ended up texting me back, and it was fun, but I found myself thinking too much about what I was going to text back. At first it was just me, because I was just looking for friends. But anytime I start feeling any kind of attraction, I get self-conscious. I think we all do. And if you don't, please contact me and I'll get you on an episode so you can train us all in the ways of being yourself amid attraction. When that attraction's there, I get inside my head. I feel like I have to make a rough draft of what I'm gonna say, and then a draft, and then a final copy, edited to perfection before I can text back. It's gotta knock his socks off. I get in my own head, like worrying and making sure I said something interesting or funny. I find myself thinking, "Oh, that was a dumb thing to say, and they probably aren't even interested in you anymore." That's been my go-to thought, and I wanted to change that. I did not want to feel that way. When I'm in my head like this, I feel like I don't have any control over my emotions. There are so many things I wanted to learn through this dating challenge, and one of those things was to be able to just be myself and be okay with it. Not only be okay with it, but love it. Over the past years, I've started to love who I am, and I don't want those insecurities to have any control. I will strengthen that love I have for me so I can better love others. It was really fun getting to know a few new guys. I read back in my journal from April when I first started my 100 dates. I wrote, "Today is the first day of my challenge and I have a date tonight. I really want to experience vulnerable situations, awkward situations, and rejection. Not that it's never happened before, but I tend to avoid the chance of it ever happening. I want to be able to feel the pain and work through it to where it helps me to become better." Here's an interesting fact for you. Maybe this will help you appreciate how easy the process is for us. While we tend to think of online dating as a fairly new phenomenon, it turns out that the first foray into tech-powered romance had already taken place by 1970. Just a few years before, in 1965, a pair of Harvard students, Jeff Tarr and Vaughn Morrill, created the first computer-based matchmaking service in the US. The way it worked was that clients would pay $3 and mail in an answer sheet for a paper survey containing 150 questions, 75 about themselves and 75 about their ideal love match. Tarr and Morrill would then run clients' answers through a massive IBM 1401 computer that would identify ideal matches, six of whose names would then be mailed back to the client along with contact information. Wow, times have changed. The internet makes meeting people so slick and easy, but we also have to be careful. It gives us the opportunity to meet lots of people, including creeps. I was online for about 8 years before I found a super creeper, so that's pretty good odds. But I'll talk about that later, but that's one of the reasons that I got offline and took a break. A couple of times during the dating break, I would get lonely or remember the fun I had while I was dating. So I thought maybe I should try it again. I thought a month would be a good amount of time. Obviously, I wasn't too serious about that. So one night, my 18-year-old son was in my room hanging out. We were talking about life and school and all of that. I told him that I had just signed up for a dating app. He was on one as well, so he knew how it worked. He said, "Hey, let me pick a guy for you." We both thought it might be a fun activity. So I gave him my phone. I told him my criteria. He started scrolling through. He was on for about 10 minutes and then said, "Wow, you don't have much to choose from, do you?" Now, I don't think it was just an 18-year-old male perspective looking for a 50-ish, 60-ish guy for his mom to date. It legitimately can get discouraging, especially when I had a particular list of qualifications. I was looking for someone tall, at least 6'5". He had to not only go to church, but enjoy going to church. I wanted someone who cared about his health, and then he had to live pretty much in my neighborhood. When guys would tell me that if I wanted to get married, I'd need to move closer to Salt Lake, or they would ask if I was willing to move, I would just say, "I'd consider it if I found someone I loved more than my town." Fast forward to March 2022. Some guys were fun to talk to online, but like I said, others would just say, "Hi." I understand it takes a bit of risk to put yourself out there because there's a chance of rejection, but it's better to be creative. You have less of a chance of rejection if you say something interesting or funny. Here's a few things not to say. I'm just letting you know what rubbed me the wrong way, and I understand that I don't represent all women, so take it for what it's worth. If you say, "You are a handsome woman," I'll know you're 90. If all you say is, "Wanna make out?" I'll think you've got guts, but no thanks. I actually had a guy say that to me, and I said, "Does this really work for you?" He said it did, so go him, I guess. Don't get too personal at first by asking things like, "What are the names of your kids?" That sends a bit of a creep vibe. I know some of you are just trying to be friendly and have no intention of being creepy, so that's what I'm here for. You're welcome. If you say, "You're hot," I'll know you're like 20. If you say, "I'll bet your daughter will think I'm hot," I literally had a guy say that to me. Yuck. Move on. "I'd like someone a bit more mature, thank you." There are a lot of examples of what not to do, but there are also some great ones of what to do when online dating. Online dating has had a stigma for many years. Sometimes it comes with a bit of embarrassment if you ask someone how they met their significant other and it happens to be online. I feel like COVID may have changed that a bit for the better. Everyone did everything online, it seems. So it became more of the norm. And when you're a single parent running kids around to their different activities, as well as running the household, taking care of the yard, not to mention homework, doctor appointments, church, and/or civic responsibilities, where the H are you supposed to meet someone? Gotta keep it clean.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
But for reals, where? I suppose there may be a cute guy at a basketball game, but I've seen some of the parents at those games, and let's just say, they aren't shining in their best light. Just kidding. Anyway, the point is that it may not be easy to meet that special someone in your everyday life, so online dating gives you a chance to do that. You have an opportunity to meet some really cool people you may not meet otherwise. And it works. I know it works. I've heard and I know personally many successful love stories thanks to online dating. In fact, two of my kids met their spouses online. You've heard the term, there are plenty of fish in the sea. How are you going to meet any of those fish if you live in the mountains by a stream or out in the country and the only form of water around is the irrigation puddle down by the field? So listen, if you're wanting to meet new people and don't get out much, this would be a good option. If you're new to the dating scene or if you haven't dipped your toes into the pool of online dating and are thinking about it, here's a few do's and don'ts for you. When it comes to photos, make sure they're clear photos. This sounds like a given, but believe me, it's not. I speak for women when I say, guys, we would like to see pictures of you. Not your truck, not your motorcycle, not your boat. Those things are great if you are in the picture too. We don't want to see a picture of the side of a mountain you're hiking on and, oh, there you are, the size of an ant. We want to see you. I've had guys give me some feedback too. Girls, they don't want to see just pictures of your lap dog or a billion pics in your teeny weeny bikini. I'm sure some guys would love that, but the ones I spoke to don't. I guess it really depends on what kind of guys you're trying to attract. For guys and girls, include a fairly close-up pic of your face. If we can see your pores, that's probably maybe a little too close. A full body shot is also nice. Make sure it's an up-to-date photo. Nobody likes meeting someone in person who looks totally different than their picture. Include pictures of you doing things you like. Fishing, hiking, playing piano, knitting, water skiing, cooking, dancing, binge watching The Walking Dead. Hey, there's someone for everyone. It's nice to have a variety of photos. Honestly, for me, having a family photo of some sort is helpful. It helps me to see that someone already loves them. It may sound dumb, but it's true. Now, as for your profile, don't make it too long or boring. You can say what you need to say in just a few sentences. Be specific on what you're looking for. If you're just looking for fun, say that. If you're just looking to find friends, say that. I was pretty specific for a while there because I would get a message from guys, look at their profile and see that they were 6 inches shorter than me, or 4, or even 2. So I ended up writing that on my profile. I'm 6'1", and I'm looking for someone taller than me. I also have a lot of kids, so I want someone who likes big families. Be as specific as you need, and don't be too lengthy. We already talked about being creative with your first contact. Things I would say were like, if you had to eat the same meal for a week, what would it be? Or if you could only see one color besides black and white, what would you choose? One suggestion is to make sure and really look through someone's photos. I had a guy message me and ask me how I was doing. He was a friend of mine I'd met a long time ago when I was first single, or so I thought. I answered him. He said something like, it would be fun to meet. I said, ha ha, you're funny. Do you still go to Hawaii every year? He said, what? Then I looked through all of his pictures and realized it wasn't even my friend. Oops. After you both have swiped up and see that you've made a match, a connection, or whatever the app calls it, and then you start chatting, there are some other tips that are helpful. We've been creative with our first lines and now we are asking each other questions. Be aware of the risks while you're flirting it up with your new friend. Don't give out too much personal information. Don't give them your address. Make sure your pictures don't have your home address in the background or anything that can be recognized as where you live. When you feel it's time to move to texting or a phone call, try a phone app like Google Voice. It's free and it's not your actual number. While you're chatting, be aware of those who promise outlandish things. As singles, we long for connection with someone, which can lead us into romanticizing someone we don't even know. I have a friend with a personal experience doing just that, and I'm going to do a whole podcast episode on that subject with her as my guest, so stay tuned. It's also a good idea to Google their name or Facebook stalk them. I have found some very important information when I've done this covert research. In fact, I Googled one guy and came up with a totally different picture than he'd put on his profile. This one that I found included numbers and a jumpsuit. Yeah, I lost his number. You may think all this is crazy, but it actually happens. An article I found on the do's and don'ts of online dating by Guardian Life suggests to avoid online shopping. Don't let too many options get the better of you. If you've met someone you're interested in, there's no need to keep looking for new suitors online. It can be easy to get distracted by the sheer number of eligible people who post dating profiles online or mobile apps, but once you've got a good thing going, it might be time to delete your profile. Beware of juggling too many people at the same time. While it's perfectly okay to go slowly and initially see more than one candidate, especially if your dates are continuing also online, the giddiness of so many profiles, so little time, can be self-defeating. I actually agree with that one. At one point, I was talking to about 6 guys, and 3 of them were named Scott. So yeah, don't do that. It was too much. This also brings up a topic for another time, the types of daters. I've learned that I am a certain way, and I've heard, like, say, my brother was a totally different way. So I think that would be a great, great podcast episode. Another article, this one by Bakersfield, says, don't take it personal. Sometimes online dating can be disappointing because it seems like you're swiping a list of potential people who don't live up to your expectations. Either if you're getting rejected or rejecting someone, always remember it didn't work out for a reason. You may have liked this person a lot, but if the person you're talking to isn't interested, you can't force them to change their minds. Instead of dwelling on rejection, spend your time remembering what's great about you. That one is a great one to remember. You have no control over someone else's thoughts. If they don't see the greatness in you or what you have to offer, you're not going to change their minds by being clingy. Move on. Find someone who can see the value you bring to a relationship. Don't get discouraged. There is someone out there that will see your value and love you for it. That's it for today. Remember your worth when you're online, and happy dating. Hey, are you spinning an indecision? Maybe you're stuck wondering where or how to move forward. Or are you at the point where you can just take one day at a time? I'm a dating coach and I can help. In my one-to-one coaching calls, we'll talk about where you are now, where you want to be, and how I can help you get there. We can do this. I believe in you. Do you want dating tips, funny stories, and real life experiences on the joys and sorrows of being single? Follow me on Instagram, Dating by Deb, and please interact. I love socializing with you.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.